How to Search Earnestly for God, written by Jennifer Waddle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's Bible verse is Psalm chapter 78, verses 34 to 35. And they returned and sought earnestly for God. Then they remembered that God was their rock and the Most High God their Redeemer. Millions of Christians all over the world would give anything to have the religious freedom we have in America, not only to hold the living word in their hands, but to read and share it freely would be like winning the lottery to them. Here in our westernized culture, with Bibles gathering dust on bookshelves and Bible apps stored away on our phones, I'm afraid we've lost our fervor for the precious and holy word of God. Meet earnest, also known as eagerness and wholeheartedness, a forgotten virtue of the Christian faith. The earnestness to get up each day and meet with God in worship has been replaced by to-do lists and agendas. An earnestness to share the gospel within our circle of influence has been hindered by tolerance and complacency. I am writing these things to myself as well, sadly realizing how much earnestness has escaped my busy daily life, how the zeal I once had for Christ has been overshadowed by worldly desires and restless temptations. But now, more than ever before, we have an amazing opportunity to rekindle an earnestness for the Word of God, to read and to study, to share and uphold, and to shine the light of God's truths in dark places. For the Word of God truly is living and active, able to penetrate the deepest intents of the heart. According to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, "For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Meet earnest, the attribute that ushers in an excitement for the things of God and rekindles our tiny flame of faith into a raging fire of conviction and motivation. My prayer for Christians everywhere is that we will awaken anew to the life-giving truths of the Bible and yearn for them as for daily bread. I ask in the precious name of Jesus that we will pick up that Bible, dust it off, and open it as often as we can. I ask for the Holy Spirit to continue His work in us to reach a hurting and confused world with the only absolute truth there is. And lastly, I pray for an earnestness to once again declare God's word, a lamp for our feet and light for our path.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus, so ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.